我们一起低头祷告。我们在天上的父，我们的造物主，为我们钉死在十字架上的救主耶稣基督，住在我们中间的圣灵，我们求你赦免我们一切的罪，求你开启我们的心，求你开启圣经，让我们明白圣经，让我们认识你，让我们在你里面认识我们自己，愿你的名在我们中间高举，愿你的生命之道在我们中间高举，听我们这样不配的祷告，奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿们。请弟兄姐妹打开圣经哈，我们今天讲的是哈该书的第一章。
Let's turn our Bible to Book of Haggai, chapter one.
在讲到之前，请允许我介绍一下我自己的情况。
Before we start, I will tell you something about myself.
我大概今年五月份能够完成学业。
I will finish my seminary studies in May this year.
我现在正在给 Detroit 一间宣道会联系。
I'm in contact with Alliance Church in Detroit.
Alliance Church 他们提供回中国大陆服事的机会。
Alliance Church provided ministry into China, mainland China.
所以说按我们目前的对神的带领的理解，大概2年到5年之内，我们应当是回到中国去服事。
So, with the help of our Lord, I may be back in China within 2 to 5 years.
所以，请弟兄姐妹继续为我们代祷。
So continue to pray for us.
也非常感谢这么多年来弟兄姐妹对我一直的关怀、帮助还有鼓励
We also want to thank you for all your care and concern and prayer for the last several years.
所以说很有可能在最近的将来，我这是最后一次在大家中间讲到了。
So this is maybe my last opportunity to share with you the word of God in the near future.
我们中国有一句话叫“鸟之将至，其鸣也哀；人之将死，其言也善。”也就是说，我要离开了就是希望大家这个在神的怜悯里面，我们认真的听神的话。虽然今天的信息可能我们不是很喜欢听。
So, I think I'm about done here. Even though I'm about to leave you, but I hope today's message will still be an encouragement to you, even though it may be they may contain some harsh words.
哈该书第一章包括三个方面的内容。
Book of Haggai, the chapter 1, contains three aspects.
正视人生的苦难，省察自己的行为，顺服上帝的旨意。
That is to have a proper perspective of suffering and examine your ways and obey the will of God.
我们先简单介绍一下省察的背景。
I will tell you some of the background stories about the situation in Haggai's time.
我们看哈该书整个一本书的内容的时候，它的结构非常的明显。
The content and structure of the book of Haggai, if we examine it, it becomes clear that
哈该书一共有两章，那第一章到第二章的第九节讲的是我们要顺服神。
In the beginning from chapter 1 and 2,It tells us that we need to obey God.
然后后面一半的内容讲的是我们因为顺服神，我们就要蒙神的祝福。
So the remaining of the chapter talks about if we obey God, then we'll be blessed by God.
那前面讲的我们顺服神面临的最大的困难就是我们第一次在困难面前很难顺服神。
But in order to obey God, especially during the time of adversity, it's difficult to obey Him.
在困难或者苦难里面，因为我们的惧怕，我们也很难顺服神。
because of our fear, it's difficult to obey God in the midst of difficult circumstances.
所以说神要求我们要省察我们的行为，要刚强壮胆。
And therefore, God wants us to reflect or re-examine ourselves and be strong in adversity.
那神的祝福包括神现在对我们的祝福，也包括神在永恒里面对我们的祝福。
But if we are blessed by God, it includes the current blessings and also the eternal blessings.
那神为什么要让我们省察我们自己的行为呢？
So why does God want to examine ourselves?
因为他要祝福我们。
Because he wants to bless us.
我们每个人都喜欢神祝福我们。
We all want to be blessed by God, right?
但是我们知道神祝福我们的道路和方式是让我们先在神面前省察我们的行为。
But in order to be blessed by God, the first thing we need to do is to examine our own ways.
所以说我们要想承受神的祝福，我们每一个基督徒都要经历这种从低到高，从羞辱到荣耀，从卑微到高升的这样一个过程。
So in order to be blessed by God, every Christian needs to go from humility, go through humility in order to receive glory, and from low in order to reach high.
我们先要顺服神，才能够得到神真正的祝福。
So we must be obeyed, must obey God first before we receive His blessing.
这一点连我们的主耶稣基督也不例外。
There's no exception even with Christ Jesus Himself.
我们看腓立比书的这一段经文。
Let's read Philippians chapter 2.
我们在这里看到主基督耶稣在世上的日子。
It tells us the days of Christ on earth.
他也经历了一个由羞辱到荣耀的过程。
He also passed from being from shame to glory.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样子。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in the human likeness.
他最后卑微到一个程度，为我们死，而且死在了十字架上。
And he humbled himself to the point that he became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们看这段经文的前面部分的时候，那我们看到主耶稣他的地位，他是越来越低，到最终低到一个程度，就是死在了十字架上。
So Christ himself lowered his own status step by step, until he died on the cross.
但是最终神将他升为至高，而不是他自己把他自己升为至高。
But then at the end, God exalted him. He didn't exalt himself.
让荣耀可以归于我们的父神。
May glory be to God, the Father.
所以说我们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。 以基督耶稣他的人生来看待我们的人生。
So we should have the same attitude as the same as Christ and his model his life on earth.
这是我们读圣经，这是我们看待我们自己的人生，我们一个基本的一个角度。
That's a basic attitude when we study the Bible, we'll imitate Christ.
那我们现在看一下哈该书他具体的省察的背景。
So let's turn back to the book of Haggai.
那哈该书它是写在以色列王国之后的一本书。
It's a book written after the destruction of Israel.
它的基础是上帝给以色列人所立的约。
It's based on the covenant of God made with his people Israel.
那如果以色列人顺服神，他们就会蒙神的祝福。
If the Israelites will obey God, they will be blessed by God.
如果他们拜偶像离弃神，神也会离弃他们。
But if they worship idols and betray God, God will leave them.
我们非常难过的看到，以色列人可能像我们在座的很多的基督徒一样，我们也经历很多的软弱。那以色列人也经过他们的软弱。
Sadly speaking, we see when Israelites failed, then they will be that God will leave them in the same situation as we experience today.
他们没有顺服神，经受神的祝福，而是他们背逆神，遭到了神的审判。
Instead of obeying God and be blessed by Him, they betray Him and be judged by Him.
那以色列的北国，那亡于亚述帝国。
So the northern Jewish kingdom Israel was conquered by Assyria.
那南国犹大，它是亡于巴比伦。
In 586 BC, the southern Jewish kingdom Judah was conquered by Babylon.
那这很有点像我们中国的历史。
It's like our Chinese history.
我们中国的汉族在这个中国北方这个地方，实际上经历了很多北方少数民族的侵扰或者是统治。
It's like our the Han Dynasty has been invaded frequently by the northern nomads in China.
我们知道中国又开始有辽国，后来有金国，后来有蒙古，然后最终又到了这个清朝，然后又到了八国联军，所以说这个外国又进来了。
So the Chinese, the Han people were constantly invaded by the northern kingdom, the Mongolians and so forth, and later on to the Western nations, the European nations, in Japan, Japanese.
只不过是我们中国人非常的多，我们不可能像以色列人那样到处走来走去。
But since we Chinese have lots of people and occupy a large mass of land, we cannot move from places to places.
那我们知道以色列人他们亡国以后，因为神的怜悯，那波斯呢对以色列人采取非常宽容的政策，允许他们回到耶路撒冷再定居。
We know that after Israel was conquered by Babylon. God has mercy on them, and the Persian, who later on conquered Babylon, have been quite lenient on them and let them return to the Holy Land.
So they just in there build the temple, build Jerusalem's wall.
So after their return, they start rebuild the temple and the city.
That the Bible, Haggai's first chapter.说的这个大力物王就是波斯帝国的一个皇上。
So in the first chapter of Haggai, mentioned the king Darius, that's the king of Persia.
那他统治的年代大概是中国春秋战国的时代。
The time of his rule was in 550 BC, the time in our so-called spring autumn period with warring nations, warring lords in China.
和孔子还有晏子，他们是同时代的人。
It's the same time with Confucius and also the Duke Jing of State, Qi.
那这个时候呢，神的话就临到先知哈该。
So at that time, God's word came upon prophet Haggai.
那我们看旧约的时候，我们要知道先知在旧约里面他的位置。
So when we study the word of prophet, we have to know their status in the Old Testament.
那在旧约里面，神和人之间的中介包括三个方面：第一是先知，第二是王，第三是祭司。
Now the intermediary between God and man at that time three levels. One is a prophet, the other one is a king, and then the priest.
那先知是替神向人传讲神的话。
So the prophet is a representative of God to bring His word to people.
那祭司是代表人向神献祭，为人代求。
And the priest represent man to bring sacrifices to God.
那王就代理神来治理以色列人。
The king represent God to rule over the people.
那我们在新约里面，我们的主基督耶稣同时具有这三个方面的身份。
In the New Testament, Christ Himself have all three titles in one person.
那他是大先知，他是大祭司，他是万王之王。
He's the high priest, is the high prophet, is the king of all kings.
那同样，我们基督徒也具有这三个方面的使命。
But Christians also have a commission in all three aspects.
那每一个基督徒都有责任，因为神爱我们，向世人传讲神的话，为神做美好的见证。
Because God's love, we have the responsibility to preach to people of the world.
那我们同时需要为教会、为这个世界来代求。
And also to have petition for the church and the world.
那我们同时要以一个主人翁的身份对待我们所生活的这个环境。
We also need to behave like a master to take care of our living environment.
我们知道我们所处的这个环境，我们所居住的这个世界，给我们不是没有关系的。
It's not. We know that we are closely influenced by our environment.
这都是神的创造。
Because that is all God's creation.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们理应以一个主人翁的身份来积极的参与这个世界的。或者这个环境的保护各方面的建设的工作。
So we should behave as a master to protect the environment that God put us in.
那神呢，通过先知、祭司还有王给以色列人立的旧约有一个基本的原则。
So through the prophets, king, and priest, God have established a covenant with Israelites.
那我们刚才也已经谈过，就是顺服神，神就会祝福他们。如果他们背逆神，他们就会遭到神的审判。
And that is, if the Israelites obeyed God, they will receive blessing. But on the contrary, if they are disobedient, judgment will come upon them.
神对以色列人的祝福和爱非常的大，同时神对他们的审判也是非常的严格，对他们的要求也是非常的严格。
On one hand, God blessed Israelites richly.But when they disobey him, the judgment is also extremely harsh.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a just God.
那这边我列举了一些经文，就关于神的审判是非常的、非常的严厉的。
Here I use an example of God's judgment on the Israelites.
当神审判他们，因为他们罪恶，审判他们的时候，我们看到。以色列人的境况是非常的凄惨的。
They have been great suffering when the judgment of God came upon them, as recorded in Deuteronomy 28.
他们不仅仅是发生了人吃人的这样的惨剧，而且是要吃自己的孩子，而且要偷偷的吃，不让别人知道，因为恐怕别人也吃了。
Recorded here in chapter 28 in Deuteronomy, they not only because of limited supply of food, they eat their The people are eating people, and they eat their own children and eat in secretly. No one will come and fight with them for their children's for food.
所以说我们在经历神的爱的同时，我们一定要在神面前有一颗警醒的心。
So if we experience the love of God, we must also be aware, be alert.
因为神他是慈爱的神，但他也是公义的神，是圣洁的神。
Because God is a loving God, but is also a just God and holy God.
因为我们在新约里也看到。
Also in the New Testament, we read the same thing.
圣经说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Galatians 6:7 says, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
那这些经文是对我们基督徒说的。
These verses are speaking to the Christians.
因为这边提到圣灵，那只有基督徒才会有圣灵。
Because here it talks about the Holy Spirit. Only Christians will have Holy Spirit.
所以说我们基督徒依然在神的救恩，在圣灵内住之后，我们面临这样生与死的选择。
So even Christians will still face the choice of life and death after becoming a Christian.
那我们是顺着圣灵撒种，还是顺着自己的意思来撒种
？So do we sow to please our sinful nature or to please the spirit.
这就决定了我们以后要收获什么。
That will determine what we're going to reap in the future.
那这是一个省察的背景。
That is the background for to examine ourselves.
那我们的省察和非基督徒的省察的不同，就是我们的省察是在神与我们的关系的这样一个背景之下省察。
So when we examine ourselves, we examine in the light of our relationship between God and us.
那我们现在回到哈该书。
So now let's turn back to the book of Haggai.
那第一个方面就是我们要正视人生的苦难。
The first aspect we'll talk about is that we must have a proper perspective of human adversity.
苦难或者困难是我们生活的一部分。
Sufferings and hardships are part of a natural life.
我们不可能回避苦难。
They are inevitable.
我记得有一次我在神学院上完一门课以后，我想问老师一个问题。
So I remember once after a class in the seminary, I wanted to ask the teacher a question.
我说你有没有时间，老师
？Do you have some time, teacher?
他说我没有时间，我要回家看我太太。
No, I don't have time, but I must go home to take care of my wife.
那这个老师这一个拒绝，对我当时就是一个小小的苦难。
That refusal became a difficulty for me then.
我就感到非常的不舒服。
So I was taken back.
但是我后来了解到，这位老师的太太有个特殊的情况。
So later on, I understood that his wife was in a unique, had a unique condition.
他的太太呢，有一种遗传病。
Had a congenital disease.
他到了30岁以后呢，好像是据我了解哈，我了解的可能不是很清楚，他的肌肉就慢慢的萎缩。
Had some sort of muscular dystrophy.
他就不能够正常的行走，就像有点中风一样，要这样。就是说要这样不停地抖。
She had no strength even to walk.
那我后来就在校园里看到她了。
So I saw her one time later on on campus.
那现在呢，他的太太已经被送到这个特殊的护理医院去了。
But now his wife was weakened to the point that had to be institutionalized.
因为他现在那个肌肉可能萎缩得更厉害，他连这样坐着、这样行走都不可能了。
She could not even sit in a chair.
那我当时就不理解这个老师。好，他要回家看我的，看他的太太。我就想，你的太太那么重要吗
？But at that time, I didn't understand this, didn't know this. I wonder why is your wife so important that I couldn't even have a few minutes of your time.
所以有时候我们也不能或者不是那么容易能理解别人的苦难。
So at times we have no understanding, could not sympathize with what people go through.
那这位老师，他的弟弟和哥哥也是神学院的老师。
This professor has a brother, two brothers, younger one, older one. They all professors of the seminary.
那他爸爸也曾经是神学院的老师。
His father was also once, at one time, a professor in the seminary.
我相信他们都是被神重用的仆人。
They all be used by God, servants of God.
但是他的哥哥还是弟弟，在前几年就去世了，还非常的年轻。
But his brothers passed away a few years before that, in their young age.
那他们弟兄两个前几年写了一本书，就是关于基督徒的伦理的。
But before they passed away, they written a book on the ethics of Christianity, Christian.
那里面那里面就有一章是关于堕胎的。
One chapter in the book was on abortion.
那当他们写这一个这一章关于堕胎这一章的时候
，When they were writing that chapter.
那他们就收到他们的子女，就是我这个老师他弟弟的女儿在哈佛读书的信。
And they receive while they're writing this chapter on abortion, they receive a letter from his niece, who's studying at Harvard University.
他的这个女孩子在读书的时候怀孕了，问他们要不要把这个小孩子剁掉。
At that time, his niece became pregnant and asked him if she should have abortion.
那对他们来说是一个很大的挑战。
It became a great challenge to them.
那最终这个孩子留下来了。
At the end, they saved the child.
但是我相信，在这个过程中，他们在写书的过程中，他们自己经历了别人要经历的挣扎。
So I'm sure while they were writing the book, in the process of writing it, they were faced with the same struggle as other people who had.Concerning the issue of abortion.
他们在写的时候可能更理解别人的感受。
So they could sympathize with people who actually were put in that position themselves.
所以说，我们知道基督徒不但没有豁免别人所有的苦难，而且我们基督徒还要有更多的苦难。
So Christians, not only we will not be able to avoid all the sufferings in the world, we may even have more suffering.
因为我们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Because the scripture says, it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer in him.
我们如果想在基督耶稣里敬虔度日，就一定会受到逼迫。
So in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
那基督徒多受的苦难，第一个包括我们要为义受苦。
So the sufferings a Christian must face, one is for the sake of righteousness.
那圣经上说我们不可以为罪受苦。
The Bible says, do not suffer for the sake, because of sin.
但是要为义受苦，当我们按照神的心意去生活，去顺服神的时候，我们如果受到别人的反对，这是我们应当要受的苦难。
But we must suffer for the sake of righteousness if we want to live a godly life in a godly way, we will be challenged and persecuted by others.
那我们以前什么事情都喜欢按照自己的意思来做。
Before we become a Christian, we like to do things our way.
但是我们相信耶稣之后，我们要反思寻求神的心意。
But once we become a Christian, we'll in everything ask for God's will.
我们要顺服神，也要顺服别人。
We must obey God and not just to obey man.
当我们这么做的时候，我们就在为义受苦，这是神对我们的祝福。
In doing so, frequently we have to suffer for the sake of righteousness. That is actually a form of blessing from God.
但是我们基督徒也会为罪受苦，这就是神的管教。
But in addition, Christians also suffer because of sin, our own sin, and that is the discipline from God.
如果神不管教我们，我们就不是基督徒，我们就不是神的儿女了。
If God doesn't discipline us, then we will not a true, we don't belong to him.
那神管教我们，证明我们是他的儿女。
So when God disciplines us, proves that we are his children.
如果神不管教我们，那我们就不是神的儿女了。
If God doesn't discipline us, we are not his children.
所以说，人最惨的不是被神管教，人最凄惨的不是被神管教。
So the worst thing is not that we are disciplined by God.
而是说我做了坏事，神不管我了。
But when I sin, God leaves me alone.
那就麻烦了。
That is a greater trouble.
但是这个管教的这个过程是很痛苦的。
But the process of being disciplined is difficult.
但是管教的结果是让我们得蒙神的祝福。
So, endure hardship, the purpose of that is to receive God's blessing.
那我这边举一个极端的例子，是我一个老师讲的一个例子。
And I will give you another example.
他在加拿大的一个教会聚会的时候，这个教会不复兴，这个牧师就为教会祷告了很久。
Example, a personal experience from a teacher of mine who attended church in Canada. The church was not a very good church, and the pastor spent many hours of praying for the church.
但是好像是总是看不到神在动工，教会没有很大的变化。
But after all this time of praying, the church is still kind of lukewarm and nothing really exciting happening.
那他们就继续的祷告。
So they continue to pray.
那后来在半年之内，这个教会就死了二三十个人。
So、within half a year, there are 20 or 30 people passed away from that church.
那这是一个不大的教会，大概有一两百人哈，可能是。
It was not a large church, only about 100 to 200 people.
那这样的事情在目前并不是那么多见哈。
So losing 10% of your congregation through death, is not a frequent occurrence in any church.
但是在圣经里面，实际上有很多这样的例子。
But there are many examples like similar examples recorded in the Bible.
我们不愿意看到这样的事情发生。
We sure would not like to see things like this happen all the time.
这是非常可怕的。
It's awful.
但是更可怕的是，神在我们的罪恶里面，如果不管我们，那就更可怕了。
But what's what's even worse is that when God would not chastise us or discipline us when we do things wrong.
在神的管教里面，我们对神更加的敬畏。
But if He disciplines us, we'll pay more respect to Him.
那我们就蒙神的祝福。
And then we'll be blessed by Him.
就连我们的主基督耶稣也是这样。
That's even so for Christ Jesus.
当然他没有犯罪，但是他作为一个人，有我们每一个人共有的软弱。
But he, even though did not sin, he had the same difficulties as every human being in terms of adversity.
他也要有学习的功课。
He also needs to learn to obey God.
那他怎么学了这个功课呢？
How did he learn that lesson?
那就是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Through, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
那我们看耶稣在祷告的时候是非常难过、非常痛苦、非常急切的一种祷告。
So we frequently see that earnest prayers that Jesus had.
那他大声哀哭、流泪祷告。
The Bible says he petitioned with loud cries and tears.
恳求那能救他免死的主。
To the one who could save him from death.
因为他学了顺从，因为他顺服神，死在了十字架上。所以说他就能够救拔我们同样软弱的人。
Because his earnest prayers and he was heard because of his reverent submission, so he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
所以说虽然我们每一个基督徒都不喜欢苦难，但是我们作为神的儿女，要有一个正面的、积极的心态来看待我们人生的苦难。
So even Christians, we do not like to have sufferings, but we must have a proper perspective on suffering.
基督既在肉身受苦，我们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
Since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
我去年回大陆的时候去访问一个老传道人。
So last year when I visited mainland China, I went to visit a older minister.
那我就问他一个问题，我说我现在的生命、信心、爱心好像是到了一个瓶颈，非常难突破，我该怎么办
？I asked him the question. To this point, I seem have reached a bottleneck in terms of my Christian spiritual growth. What should I do?
我说我也读经祷告，我也教会聚会，我也去努力，但好像是收效非常的小。
I've spent time in devotions and attend meetings and worship, but the effect is not as what I expected. So what else should I do?
那他说你要被神压榨。
So he said you need to be crushed by God.
那你如果被神压榨到一个程度，你什么都不能做的时候。你感到很痛苦的时候，那你的生命才有可能突破。
So when you are crushed, pressed to the point that you are powerless, that's the time when God can work on you.
这是我们作为一个罪人，别无选择的一种选择。
This is as a sinners, we have no choice but to go through.
神不愿意我们受苦。
God doesn't want us to suffer.
但是神更愿意我们能成为他所喜悦的人。
But he wants us to be someone who he pleases even more.
就像父母对待儿女一样。
Just like parents treat their children.
所以说在他的主权和恩典里面，我们的人生就有苦难。
So under his sovereignty, we will run into some hard time.
所以说我们要正视人生的苦难。
So we must have a proper perspective on suffering.
那在苦难面前，我们要省察我们自己的行为。
In suffering, we must examine our own ways.
那哈该书第一章第二节到第十一节，这省察包括三个方面的内容。
So to examine our ways includes three aspects recorded from verses 2 to 11.
那第一个方面是说以色列人他们不顺服神。 那后来是说他们不顺服神的后果或者结果是徒劳无功。那最后神指出了他们徒劳的原因，因为那是神在管教他们。
So in the beginning of this nine verses, we see or ten verses, we see that Israelites disobeyed God, and then it recorded the consequences of that disobedience, and then toward the end, it says they labored in vain as a form of discipline from God.
那他们不顺服神的表现是拖延去遵行神的心意。
See, in the beginning, they disobey God because they procrastinate in their effort to build the temple.
那百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那神呢却对他们说，这殿依然荒凉，你们还自己住在天花板的房屋吗？
We see the people at that time say the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built. But God says, is it time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remain in ruin?
所以说我们说到顺服的时候一定是马上顺服，而且是完全的顺服。
So when we talk about obedience, we are talking about immediate obedience and complete obedience.
举个例子哈，比如说我让我太太或者我太太让我去扔垃圾，我说一个月以后再扔。
So, for example, if my wife wants me to take the trash out, I said, I will wait for a month.
那就不叫扔垃圾了，对不对啊？
Then that is not to take the trash out.
那就不是顺服了。
And that's disobedient.
那同样，如果我去刷碗，一共有十个碗，我刷了九个，剩了一个没有刷。
If my wife wants me to do dishes, ten dishes, and I only did nine and left one behind,
那也不叫顺服。
That's not obedient either.
所以说我们总是有很多的理由来拖延去顺服神。
So we always find excuses not to obey him, to procrastinate on what they want us to do.
那这在新约里面也有对应的经文。
We find this in New Testament also.
那在约翰福音，那你们岂不说，就是我们基督徒，我们说到收割的时候还有四个月，就是到传福音的时候还有四个月，就现在还不是传福音的时候。
In the book of John, it says, do you not say there's still 4 months more, then the harvest will come? I tell you.
那我们可能觉得啊，这些人不会信。
Maybe that we have this type of attitude, those type of people, they will never become Christians.
那我们可能非常的忙碌。
And maybe we have excuses, we're too busy.
我们可能想忙完一段时间以后再去做这件事情。
Or maybe we want to finish some of our own work, then we'll go.Preach to these people.
但是我们知道我们是忙不完的。
We know that we'll never finish our task.
所以说耶稣告诉我们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
But Jesus tells us, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
那圣经里面另外一个经文也说，我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
The other scripture says, treasure your time.Because the days are evil.
那我们现在生活的一个很重要的特征就是我们非常的忙。
We live in a busy world.
我们忙到一个程度，把我们的优先次序就已经忘记了。
We're so busy to the point we disrupt our priorities.
这就是这个世代邪恶的一个特点。
That is one characteristic of this evil world.
所以说我们应当合理安排我们的时间去做神喜悦的事情。
So we must set our priority to do things that please God.
那后面讲到，如果我们不顺服神，那我们的一个结果就是劳而无功。
So here it tells us the consequence of our disobedience is we will labor in vain.
我们可能付出了很多。
We may have given much.
我们可能非常的辛苦。
Maybe we're very diligent.
我们可能非常的忙碌。
We're very busy doing things.
但是好像是事情没有按我们想象的那样顺利。
But will never be effective or efficient.
所以说我们一定要知道，努力就一定能够成功，耕种就一定有收获吗？
So does hard work always bring success? Planting always bring harvest.
所以最后神说了，我们徒劳无功的原因是神的管教。
God tells them, you work in vain is because He's trying to discipline.
因为神告诉我们，他的殿荒凉，我们个人却顾自己的房屋。
Because God's house is still laying in ruin, but we busy building our own houses.
神让我们手里所做的工不亨通，不顺利。
So God stop us from being successful in our own ways.
那我们在这边需要这个澄清几个方面的审查的内容。
We must clarify a few things when we examine ourselves.
那我们表面上看，这是神的殿和自己的房屋的冲突。
On the surface, maybe there's conflicts between God's house and our own houses.
那我们更深的层次看，是神的教会或者神的国度和自己的事情的冲突。
But you think one step further, that becomes maybe it's conflict between God's kingdom and our own family.
那我们再深层次一点，是神的旨意给我们自己的追求之间的冲突。
But one step further, we may discover the conflicts actually between God's will and our personal pursuit.
那最根本的冲突是神和自己的冲突。
But ultimately, the conflict resides between God and ourselves.
那前段时间我的老家哈，我的邻居给我们家就争一块很小的一块地。
Some time ago, my family in China was had a dispute about a piece of land with the neighbor.
那从表面上看，这是一个财产冲突。
On the surface, it may be a dispute on the property.
我们在深层次一看，这是一个道德的问题。
But beyond that, it's the ethical moral standard dispute.
那我们如果再深层的看，这是一个灵里面的问题。他们为什么会有这样的冲突？为什么会有这样道德的问题？而是因为他们不认识神。
But if you examine it deeper, the reason why they have this moral dispute is because there's something wrong in the spirit.
是因为他们觉得这地不是你的，就是我的。
Because people, the neighbors said, you know, this land is, piece of land is not yours but mine.
他们不认为这地是神赐给我们的，是属于神的。
They didn't recognize the land was a gift of God to people.
同样，我们可能也觉得我们的人生是属于我们自己的。
In the same way, we may think our lives belong to ourselves.
我们要按我自己的想法、自己的爱好、自己的兴趣来规划我的人生。
So I like to plan for our lives according to my preference, our preferences.
所以说，我就自己成为我自己的神。
So I have become my own God.
那我只是想让神帮助我实现我的梦想。
The God Jehovah is only a servant, a helper to help me, this God, to fulfill my own dream.
所以说，我们一定要把自己的人生、我们的过去、我们的现在、我们的将来要交还给神。
So we must instead turn our past, our present, and future back to God Jehovah.
因为我们的人生里面最具决定性的因素不是我们自己，而是造我们的上帝。
Because what ultimately determines our lives is not us, but God Himself.
在这边圣经里面就举了一个例子，我们有很多的梦想，我们想去实现，但是我们忘记了我们的生命原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
The Bible gives us an example that we may think our lives, we can plan and do things for our lives, but the Bible says,Our lives is just but mist in the morning, quickly it will be blown away.
我们忘记了很多的因素不在我们的掌管之中。
Many factors are not under our control.
我相信我们大家当中有很多人认识王恒。
Maybe a lot of you know 王恒。
当时他在找工作的时候，他的很多同学都已经找到了像摩托罗拉、像朗讯那样的公司。
While he was looking for a job, many of his classmates were already employed by great companies like Lucent Technology and so forth.
那他当时在这边陪读他的太太周玲。
At that time, he was accompanying his wife was in the MBA program in Notre Dame.
所以说有机会到我们系里面做一个暂时的电脑方面的工作。
His wife was a classmate of mine, so he.Because of the opportunity that came to our department and work in the information technology.
但是后来呢，就转成正式的工作了。It
originally was a temporary job, and later on became a permanent job for him.
那当时他可能各方面的配不如他的同学。So
at that time, his wages may not be comparable to the rest of his classmates.
但是过了几年，他的同学都被 lay off 了。But
after a few years, because of the economic downturn, many of his classmates were laid off.
所以说，我们要知道，我们的人生不掌握在我们的手里面。So
life is not in full control in our own hands.
同样，我们的婚姻也是这样。Same
with our marriage.
我当时到南方以后，因为那边的天气热，我脸上就生了很多疙瘩。When
I went to Louisiana because of hot and humid weather, I have a lot of pimples.
我想这下可完了，这女孩子看不上我了。I
said, "Man, I need some proactive."
Because, 那后来我结婚以后问我太太，她说她根本就没有看到。So
later on, I got married. I asked my wife, "Did you see all the pimples?" She said, "I never pay attention to those."
那同样，我们的健康也掌握在神的手里面。Our
health also is in the hands of God.
那我们现在很注意我们的健康。We
pay much attention to our own health.
我们要锻炼身体，我们要足够的营养，我们要补钙，我们要维生素齐全。
We exercise, we eat well, and we take in all kinds of vitamins to keep our health.
但是我们在旧约里面看到，我们的健康里面一个很重要的因素是神。But
in the scriptures, we see that a very essential element of our health is with God.
如果以色列人顺服神，神就会保守他们的健康，因为耶和华是医治他们的神。
So same way Israelites, when they obey God, God will protect their health because God is the healer.
那同样，我们的生命、我们的死亡最根本的原因也不是我们的身体的问题，乃是我们和神的关系。So
even our life or death is dependent on our relationship with God.
所以说罪是因一人，我们的祖宗入了世界，死是从罪来的。
Because just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and this way death came to all men because all
sinned.
Today we will observe communion.
那这边就说的哥林多教会的一个状况，他们的很多的弟兄姐妹死亡了，是因为他们没有按照神的心意来领神的主餐。
Corinthian churches, many of their brothers and sisters suddenly died because they did not keep communion God's way.
那最后我这边有个经文是说，我们生病的时候，我们除了看医生之外，我们还有一个更重要的一个态度。But
as far as our health is concerned, besides if we become ill, in addition to going to the doctors, we have another very important thing we must pay attention to.
我们要在神面前省察我们的行为。We
must examine our own ways before God.
我们可能要为这样的弟兄姐妹祷告。We
also may need to pray for people who have fallen ill.
我们要彼此认罪，互相代求，让我们可以得医治。
We may have to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that we may be healed.
那最后我们省察的结论是什么呢?
So what is the conclusion of our self-examination?
我们要知道神决定一切，神凡事都能，神是爱。
We must learn that God determines everything, God is all-powerful, and God is a loving God.
那我们的责任实际上很简单。
Our responsibility is actually quite simple.
我们要尊神为大，凡事顺服交托，我们就可以得享在基督耶稣里面的安息。We
must exalt God in everything, submit to Him, and then we will be able to enjoy the comfort and peace in Christ.
但是我们知道，在实际的生活当中，能做到这个是非常困难的一件事情。
It's not as easy as it sounds when we put it to practice.
但是我们的主耶稣告诉我们，我们得着生命的，就是我们按照自己的意思来规划我们的人生的，反而是失去了 我们的真正的生命。如果我们为耶稣的缘故，把自己的生命完全的交给神，我们才能够得到真正的在基督耶稣里面蒙祝福的人生。
Because Jesus tells us, anyone who does not, whoever does not take his, cross to follow him, well, is not worthy of him. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses life for Jesus' sake will find it.
这看上去自相矛盾。
There seems to be a major conflict here.
但是是生命的真理。
Maybe there's a contradiction in there, but it's the truth of life.
我们只有信心，把自己的人生，把自己的家庭，把自己的全部都交给上帝来掌管的时候，才是万无一失的。
If we, by faith, to submit our family, our life to Him, then we will not lose one thing.
我们要认识神的无限，我们自己的有限。
We must recognize God's unlimited source of power and our limited ability.
我们要认识神对我们的爱，要认识我们自己的罪性。
We must recognize the love of God toward us and our own sinful nature.
我们如果不按神的心意去爱我们的儿女，去爱我们的父母，我们的爱也是徒劳的，也是虚假的，甚至是对儿女不好的。
So if we love our parents or our children not according to the love that God wants us to love, then that love may even bring harm to them.
那没有基督耶稣里面的爱，我们的爱也是不真实的，我们也不可能去爱别人。
Without the love in Christ, our love may not even be genuine.
那当我们这么省察的时候，我们看到省察的一个结果就是我们能够顺从上帝的旨意。
When we examine our ways this way, then we may discover if we obey the will of God.
我们可以听从神，敬畏神，神与我们同在。
We listen to Him, we respect Him and worship and fear Him, He will be with us.
那最终我们可以做成神的功，而不是做成我们自己的功。
And ultimately, we'll be able to accomplish God's work, not our own work.
那最后我要强调一点的是，我们省察的不是别人的行为，而是自己的行为。
So I also want to remind you, when we do the examination, we examine our ways, not other ways.
那我们看到别人的苦难的时候，我们首先的反应不是说我们站在神的位置上让别人去省察。
So when we see other people in suffering, we do not point them out like we're standing in the position of God.
那我们首先要做的是与他们同哀哭同喜乐，互相担当彼此的重担，而且要为他们代祷。
The scripture tells us that we mourn with those who mourn, and we carry each other's burden, and this way we will fulfill the law of God.
那最后我们大家一起念一下这段经文好吗？非常短，第九节。
And let's read verse 9 together.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉。你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Verse 9 says, "You expected much, but see, it turns out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Because my house, which remains in ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house," declare God Almighty.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.